Good Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you. Here with David Easterling, who is the manager of the Suicide Prevention Program at Fort Riley, and Dr. Joseph Carmona, the Deputy Director for Behavioral Health at Irwin Army Community Hospital. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And right on cue, we have a call right now. Caller, go right ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, I wanted to mention one other thing. When I was going to several of the universities there, they called me spring butt, and this will be the last one. But a very important thing is late onset suicide ideation. So a person doesn't have to just come back from a trauma situation such as combat and have it, but the condition that it may spring out many years later due to some situations they may be involved in that. And I just wanted to hear your comments. But late, I'll call it late onset potential for suicide. Thank you very much.
Well, I would say that that's absolutely true. I mean, our mind is a trap, and we capture everything we see, everything we experience. And sometimes it's not now that we deal with that issue. Now we feel strong, we feel healthy, and we keep growing and moving on. And then later in life, we think about the things that we went through, and we're troubled by some of the things that we did. Regret, and then the visual pictures that we remember seeing. And with soldiers who have experienced combat, they've had to see things that, you know, like EMS or the police officers, they go through and they see. And they have to speak and have trauma units that come in and talk to them about their experiences. I would say for anyone, and, you know, to our veteran population that is out there, when you start having these thoughts about things that you have experienced, come in. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it and get it off your chest. Opening up and experiencing and telling about your experience is going to help you feel better. It's going to help you understand what you went through. And that's what we're here for. And I'll let the doctor cover that.
Yes, I appreciate it. We've identified, the research has identified many different factors, risk factors associated with attempted and completed suicide. But what the research is starting to bear forth is that the common underlying theme amongst them is the loss of hope. The loss of hope maybe represented by a statement such as, you know, there's no tomorrow, I don't see any reason to go on. Those type of statements, that type of belief that somebody may have, underlies many of these risk factors. So if that's what we look for when we do assessment. Is there a tomorrow? And can we work with the soldier or any patient to emphasize that choosing life is a better option than choosing death?
And that assessment you mentioned, is that assessment required thing for every soldier, is that, or do you only have an assessment if they come in?
Well, at Irwin Army Community Hospital, there is, of course, in behavioral health, there's going to be assessment for suicide risk at every encounter. But not only in behavioral health, in every clinic throughout the hospital, there are questions about suicide potential, suicide risk. So at any clinic, and if a clinician identifies that a patient may be at risk, then they're brought to behavioral health, where we can do a more thorough assessment.
But there's no mandatory, say, yearly mental health evaluation for soldiers on post.
There's evaluations before deployment. There's periodic health assessments that all soldiers have to go through. And as part of that comprehensive assessment, mental health questions are asked.
And that's for
suicide risk.
For every deployment?
For every soldier.
For every soldier. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, just real quick, if you could give us some of your background, Dr. Carmona. We talked about this a little bit over some breaks, but you're speaking from experience on a lot of these things.
Yes, yes. Many of the personnel and providers that are at Irwin Army Community Hospital are veterans themselves, and I count myself among those. So I had my my father was in the military, my grandfather was in the military, and so I took my place amongst a family tradition. So I was a behavioral health officer and for 6 years, and I was privileged to be able to serve overseas in Afghanistan. I'd like to say, on at least on some level, I can empathize or understand some of the issues that our soldiers face.
And we just got just a few more minutes, about 3 or 4 minutes. And again, if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, just a little bit of time left, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And gentlemen, we talked a lot about the things that you guys try to do to prevent suicides. On post, what can we do? What can the community do to kind of help you guys keep those numbers down?
That's a great question. This is a community approach. Like I said before, we believe the strength of our community will help better the lives of our soldiers. And there are things that we can do in everyday life. And then they stem from those little things that our mothers tried to beat into us as children. Be nice to your neighbor. Open doors. There's a great tradition in the Army of that type of kindness. I've had a private open a door for me. I've had a general open the door for me. You know, and I heard to the other side to open the door for him too. But it's one of those things where we try to look out for each other. It is, the concept here is the soldier saving a soldier. It is the battle buddy, the person to your left and right who's looking and seeing and helping out for you. And as a community, notice your neighbors. What do they have going on? Also, we're very concerned about our teenage kids. Teenagers have a very high rate of suicide. It is the second or third, depending on which study you go with, leading cause of death for 11 all the way to 17. And so we're concerned about our family members. And so reach out. Notice those people who are your sphere of influence. Watch them. Take notice of them. Help them. Not one person can do it all, but as we take care of our own spheres of influence, then as a community, we can lift each other.
And it's just so important. We always had that stereotypical view of the soldier from like World War II, you know, just tough as nails. And they are. All our soldiers are tough as nails folks going through what they go through. But they're people, too, just like us, and they deal with things in the way that we deal with things sometimes, too. So very much appreciate you guys coming on. David Easterling, the manager of the Suicide Prevention Program. Dr. Joseph Carmona, Deputy Director for Behavioral Health at Irwin Army Community Hospital. Guys, don't be a stranger. Come on again.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
David, it's all yours.
All right, Brady, good job this morning. Very interesting conversation. Appreciate your participation today. Tomorrow we'll be visiting with some folks from Via Christi about some collaborative efforts that they have with Wamego Health Center. Oktoberfest is another discussion point. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole also joining us tomorrow morning on K-Man's In Focus. Clark, Rush, Dan, The Game, and K-State Volleyball. The lineup for today, K-State Volleyball begins at 7:30 with pregame. First serve at 8.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
Kathan, a legendary rock and roll pioneer.